From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica looks to retire teachers in Cuba to fill vacancies created by an exodus to Britain and the United States. The Bush administration lifts the financial advisory on Antigua and Barbuda. And independence is not far from the surface as Nevis prepares for an election. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. An exodus of 400 teachers from Jamaica to the United States and Britain is creating problems for the island's education system. Education officials are finally acknowledging that they are worried by the development. They are looking to retire teachers and Cuba to fill vacancies. The main teachers' union, the Jamaica Teachers Association, says the government is to blame. From Kingston, here's Conrad Hamilton.
Addressing the annual conference of the Jamaica Teachers Association on Monday, outgoing President Judith Spencer Jarrett said low salaries and job insecurity caused by a recent teacher rationalization program are factors which forced the teachers to accept job offers overseas.
Because of the rationalization process that started last year and the insecurity of tenure, if I might call it that, job insecurity where teachers are not sure who will go next, in addition to the salary settlement, which many persons were not pleased with, I think that has caused the massive migration. Not